Pepsi as Play Sugar House.
Welcome into the show. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard coming up in about 5 minutes. We'll do some Major League Baseball, today's card, and more NFL draft news slash props to talk about. Tonight's NBA card, Paulie, only five games on the limited schedule. Charlotte is in action against the Knicks. New York is laying 5.5 or 6 in this game. They are on a six-game winning streak, looking to move it to 7 tonight. They are currently the 6th seed in the East. They're tied with Boston. Each team is 31 and 27. I mean, that is a log jam in the East when you go from like 4 all the way down to 8. And Charlotte sitting right now at the 8th seed. But the news that we got last night on LaMelo Ball, he's going to be like ready to go here. He's been cleared for basketball activities. And I mean, there's a lot of time left to go in the NBA season compared to what he was, you know, he was supposed to be done.
Wasn't the original report too that Tatis was out for the season as well? There were some books pricing that as he was out for, if not the whole season, much of the season.
There was one book in town that moved him to 200-1 to win the MVP.
Yeah. So this is this be a big shot in the arm for him if he can come back when Ball's coming back.
Because here's the thing. I have Anthony Edwards at 18-1 to win the Rookie of the Year.
Oh!
He's now like minus 140 at some shops.
Yeah. Yep.
I was coasting there because Halliburton hasn't really had a great month.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Ball's done. He's not going to play in enough games. And all of a sudden, oh, hold on a second here. Yeah, he's going to come back. And now it's going to be, well, that Edwards ticket could be shot. And I don't even see another book with Rookie of the Year numbers up. I know they're posting some right now. But I don't think that's currently on the board. No, those are not current numbers. There's no way those are current numbers.
No.
Edwards is not 10-1. But I saw Ball before, like, the news from last night was, like, around 2-1. But then every book just pulled everything down. You think the Clippers are laying too many points against the Blazers tonight?
Yeah, I thought that was too high. I mean, I don't care who's out at this 8.5. That's obscene to me. And then I've been wrong on some of these, but God, the late game, the Kings game, that should be a scrimmage. That just should be up and down and just
well, look
defense.
At the,
come on, I know it's 237, but that's,
yeah.
Right?
Well, that's the way they like to play.
You know, there's two things here. I can't wait for the playoffs, but there's just so much going on every night in the NBA and the NHL. You know, the Curry story, what the Joker's doing, what's going on with Dallas, what's the problem with Miami, who's going to get in the play-in games, the awards, MVP, the Suns bet, OKC can't win a game, Orlando's just atrocious, catching 13 against Atlanta. There's just a lot going on every night,
mm-hmm.
and it's great, even though tonight's a short card, but the Knicks story. And a big card on Wednesday. Who's going to win? Look at the Nets again. No one's playing. You know, Durant's out. The Pelicans are laying 3.5. I'll just keep going back to the well on this one. You know, you can't control the Durant thing. But you got to get these guys on the floor together at the same time. We're close to the playoffs.
Yep.
Won't hurt you in the first round. But you're going to take, well, maybe not. Well, now it will. Because now you have punted. You want to punt on the one seed, which blows my mind. So you're... Nurse, you're likely to draw Milwaukee in the second round.
Could, yeah.
I don't get what's going on with that.
Nope.
I don't get it.
By the way, the Hawks going to win this division?
I think so.
I can't
trust Miami.
Updated NFL draft numbers and tonight's Major League Baseball card coming up next.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Boston Bruins, a $2.80 road favorite of the Buffalo Sabres today as Boston plays for its fifth straight win. 5.5 flat at the KeyBank Center. Pittsburgh, a $2.60 home ice favorite against New Jersey. Penguins are 16-3-2 at the PPG Paints Arena, where the total today is 6, shaded to the over. The Zurich Classic of New Orleans at TPC Louisiana. It is a team event. It tees off on Thursday. The first and third rounds best ball. Second and fourth rounds alternate shot. The 2019 defending champions, John Rahm and Ryan Palmer, they are the 6-1 favorite. Don't miss VSiN's coverage of the NFL draft. We'll have full coverage at VSiN.com and daily best bet email updates, 24/7 video access. Plus, we'll be live all night during round one with Brent Musburger, Michael Lombardi, Gil Alexander, Mike Pritchard, and all of our VSiN football experts. Start your free trial now at vsin.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Senna.
Get the latest VSIN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
It's time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Hey, hey, don't wait days for your winnings. Cash out instantly with BetRivers' new feature, Rush Pay. Get your cash when you want it at BetRivers Sportsbook, the industry leader with exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boosts, and the most in-play betting options out there. There's always a $250 match bonus, fast payouts, one-time play through BetRivers, your hometown book. Play SugarHouse.com in Jersey, and it's Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Not valid in Iowa, though. And as always, we want to hear from you, FTM@VSiN.com. You can email or tweet. We talked about it earlier. We'll revisit this with John Von Tobel in an hour, too. He used to be a barista. Lady tried to back out of the Starbucks drive-thru. I mean, I can't believe it. What a move. Unprecedented. I can't believe it. The gall. The audacity. It's speechless if you're behind her, number one. But I'm with you. I'm not moving. No. You want to attempt to do what? Please.
Yeah. No way.
But that's, by the way, that's the only time I've ever heard of that, by the way, too. I'm reading the tweet. I'm like, she tried to do what? She's in a packed, we talked about this because of what's going on at a New Jersey Starbucks with the handle, with the sportsbook, kiosk, whatever. But I'm reading the tweet. I'm like, a lady tries to back out and get out of the Starbucks drive-thru.
That's her move. Some people stop short.
Nah, I don't like it.
Okay.
Nah, I don't like it. I call it audible. All yep. things. Nah.
So you brought that up regarding that story a little bit earlier on where the, you know, people go from New York to New Jersey and there's a Starbucks right there evidently that they place a lot of their bets from. And if you live back in that area, like what is your typical move, by the way? If you live in New York, in New Jersey, whatever, like how do you do it on a daily basis or when you make your bets? This is from Rich. He takes a train to Hoboken or Jersey City from Manhattan. And he finds a fast food place or a bar, and he places his bets there. And then he says, hashtag NY sucks. Is that because of the sports betting that they're trying to pass right now? I believe it's four properties or four companies have it in upstate New York, but there's a lot to this, obviously. But I'm guessing that's what it is. Lunch break? Fine, I'll hop on a train. I've got to go to Jersey right now, get my bets in. Paulie, it's a total numbers game. The population there is insane. Like Southern Nevada, we have a couple million people living here. Now we get obviously tons of folks from California, SoCal, Northern California, all of it too. And the population bases that we draw from are large. And they are, you know, despite, you know, forget the pandemic here for a second, things get back to normal. It doesn't stop. I mean, it really doesn't.
Yeah.
So that's the same exact thing.
Pete's watching on Nesson from New England. Watches all the time. The $20 trick has never worked for him in Vegas. I can't believe that. Wow.
Here's the deal. I think it's going to work for a lot of people. It's nothing like 95%, though. It might be like 70% or 65% that it actually does work.
Yeah, well, that's...
Let me ask you, though, for the $20 sandwich... When you put that between your ID and the credit card, when you're at the desk?
I don't even sandwich.
So then at that point, is there just like nonverbal communication? Does she, like the person gets it like, okay, yeah, you're going to get something on top of it? This is not my area of expertise.
You ask the question first. And you, once they notice what's going on, do you have any upgrades? Do you have a suite available? Can I get this early check-in, whatever? But it's got to be presented first of all.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so whether you walk up to the hostess, whatever, half hour wait. Wait a second, and you put your hand out, or you just get a dangle in front of her.
All right.
Whatever. Or you're looking right.
Let's go updated NFL draft odds here that we have, and we can compare some places with the draft positions to other books and what they're offering. You mentioned this earlier with Trey Lance. I saw yesterday. When it was right before the pro day, his second pro day was going to take place. At one spot, he moved to +175 to be the third pick. After it was over with, they readjusted, and now he saw like 3-1. I believe you said William Hill was around +375 last night, which sounds about right. Hear a couple of people make the case yesterday that maybe this could be, you know, the Niners pick after all. Shanahan has had his eye on this guy for a long, long time. They wanted to control everything yesterday at the pro day. I don't know. Now I'm looking at DraftKings, yeah. And Justin Fields has now moved back to even money. He was minus 150 there to be the third pick overall, and Mac Jones is now plus 120. The whole 3 and 4, I think I'm actually more intrigued by what happens at 4 than I am at 3, because 3 is going to be a quarterback. Nobody knows what the hell is going to happen at 4 yet. Are they trading out? If they keep the pick, are they going to go Pitts? Do they go quarterback themselves? Like, nobody has a real understanding of what the Falcons are going to do. That's why I think 4 is so up in the air compared to 3, because 3 is probably going to be, it's going to be Jones or Fields at number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Fields here at Circa opened up 3.5, and they were betting the over. And they were betting under 9.5 to the point of where they moved it to 9, and it was like under $3.
Well, what does Atlanta do, and how far does Jones drop if the 49ers don't take him?
That's the huge question,
right?
Yeah.
And then we'll talk to a guy from Nesson coming up about what the Patriots are going to do. I mean, that really opens the door for the Patriots. I would think you'd have to take him, whether he's at, I don't know if he'll be there at 15, but if you make a move to move up, I mean, come on with the Cam Newton. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah. I recently saw Charlie Casserly had Justin Fields going 24th overall. 24th.
Oh, God.
And there was another mock draft I read last night.
This is the other day?
Oh, this is recently, yeah.
Oh, my God.
His latest, like, mock.
Well, Belichick's famous rant about him. The weatherman's right more.
Sure. There was another mock that had Justin Fields. I read this last night. Another mock draft had Fields going 20th. I mean, if somebody gets this right, you know, I like to say something crazy right now, but I...
Oh, he's not going to go outside the top 10.
I can't imagine a spot.
No.
And if he's not there, if he's on the board at beyond 3, I think, that, again, that's where the Falcons are going to get a lot of phone calls here.
Uh-huh.
But you can see some of the books comparing odds at DraftKings, Circa, and William Hill.
I don't see Carolina passing on him if he's there.
Good point.
And this is great job by the crew here with this graphic, the draft position, the various... what different places have.
Because look at that. You can find under 6.5, 129 on Sewell. Yeah. And at other spots, he's 5.5, a little bit of plus money. Do you think he's going to go 5 overall? That's tricky, too. Like the first non-quarterback taken.
Yeah. Excellent.
Smith and Waddle have pretty similar numbers. And I think I saw last night the highest number was like $1.20, plus 120 on Waddle to go ahead of Smith. I can see that happening. And by the way, what number would you need to make a bet on Etienne to be the first running back taken? Because when it was Najee Harris plus 125, that made sense. But now the number is like getting out of control.
220? Minus 220? What's the highest you've seen? $2?
Yeah, because I think here, I got to double check the numbers here. You're looking right now at DraftKings, he's plus 150. I think Circa had him at plus 190. That's getting in terror. If he gets at $2, I think Etienne at that point, just based on the number, would be worth a shot.
Well, things have changed, but I saw plenty of mocks not that long ago that both guys were going first round.
Yeah.
And it was close. So, yeah, there you go. How about this Ben Fowkes tweet? The Dodgers have been favored in 96 straight games, going back to the final game of the 2019 season. They've been favored in 134 of their past 136 games. That's a great tweet. And we talked about that yesterday with a bookmaker from a points bet.
Yeah, Jay Croucher. Jay,
thank you. It's early. They might, if it's a perfect storm. Depending on the matchups, they might not be an underdog until they face DeGrom in August. That's just stupid. That is absolutely ridiculous, what he said yesterday.
But it makes sense, though.
I know it does.
Right?
Yes,
he pointed out. He looked at the schedule and
because Snell and Darvish were just at home in dogs.
Put it this way, Paul. If it's Bauer or Kershaw, in fact, you know what? I'm not even going to throw any players out there. Look at today's number. They are betting the Padres with Chris Paddock on the mound against Corbin Burns.
Mm-hmm.
So, Burns is now a dog against Paddock. If Burns is pitching, I don't care where, Milwaukee, LA, doesn't make a difference, against a Buehler or a Kershaw, there's no doubt the Dodgers are going to be favored.
Yeah.
Right? And I can't believe that. Look, I mean, the Padres can win this game, no question, right? But Paddock should not be favored on any planet right now over Corbin Burns. That, to me, is crazy talk. Again, Padres can win the game. That's wrong team is favored, in my opinion. How would you bet that, by the way, in August, if it's Buehler at DeGrom and the Dodgers are $1.30? Would you take DeGrom?
No. No way. Can't hit for him. I mean, I have a 5-year sample size. For a four-year sample size. There's six games. Well, now it's five. They're five games under 500 when he's on the mound. He's got an ERA under two. It's the silliest thing you're ever going to see. Makes no sense.
Yeah. Dodgers back at it today. This is actually a day game. Urias takes on Gonzalez. And here at Circa, Dodgers are laying $1.99 in this game. And he looks to bounce back. He was roughed up a little bit against Colorado's last start. Five runs for them were earned, but he was pretty solid before that start. And Gonzalez, not great so far.
That's a good prop. What's the longest losing streak the Dodgers are going to have? I'd like to see a book put that up, too. That's a good one. We got, this is a good email from Gary. Cold front moving in the Midwest. What are we going to do now with some of these weather games? Cleveland, Detroit, Chicago, Colorado. You're looking at highs in the high 30s, low 40s.
Yeah.
You might get rain. It's going to be cold. Maybe wind, possible snow in Cleveland. I mean, that is definitely something to follow here. And we've had a sick run of unders as well. We also have a day game. We got the doubleheader with the Twins. Sean Harnish with Shoemaker against Oakland. Nine straight overs. That's a great angle. And he goes in game one of the doubleheader.
Well, look at some of these scores, Paulie. I know that we had a couple of blow-ups yesterday. The Boston game for sure, that was one of them. And there was in one other high-scoring game. But a lot of the games last night were very low-scoring.
Yep. And the gift that keeps on giving, the Giants. What is this? It's 14-2 to the under first five on the season.
I hope you bet that last night.
Nothing?
Because you before the show started yesterday, you're like, there's no way this game can be 8.5.
No, it can't be.
Yeah.
Can't be.
Huh?
If I ran down all the Giants' scores last night. If you take out that fluke with the wind, 4-1, 3-0, 2-0, 3-1, 4-1. I mean, look at the scores. 14-2 to the under, first five on the season. KC first five under continues with ease. 10-1-1 under last 12. KC had two hits through five. Texas, 11-1 run last 12, no run in the first inning. Angels, five straight first five under. Baltimore, five unders in a row. So many good streaks out there going.
Okay, we recently bet against Joe Musgrove in his next start off of a no-hitter.
I love it. Now, this is unique. It's the same pitching matchup right back after a guy throws a no-no.
Sure.
And then it was, correct me if I'm wrong, Plesac was roughed up and out early in that game. So he's sitting at home. He's in the showers, and he's looking at a guy throwing a no-no and almost a perfect game on him, and he comes right back out, and it's supposed to be cold. But I love to play against the guy coming off a no-no.
Yeah, and the White Sox and Rodon are $1.10 favorite right now, and the Indians are even money. Plesac, in fact, Paulie, he lasted two-thirds of an inning, and he gave up six runs on seven hits before he said bye-bye in that game. Indians off of Rodon. I mean, it doesn't help that they got they got blanked last time out, but 151, 231, 226 with no home runs is the slash line overall for this current Indians lineup. Maybe a dog to watch today. I'll tell you this, I'm a big fan of Luis Castillo for the Reds, but he has been tagged big time in two of his three starts, and I might be a bigger fan of Zach Gallen, who comes in, he made one start off the injury, and he was really good. He was limited in how many innings he was going to go, but the Diamondbacks plus 123 with Gallen on the mound, I trust him more than I do Castillo right now. Suarez, how do you like this, has had three at-bats against Gallen in his career, two home runs. Very small sample size, yes, I get that. But Castillo overall in the season, 1-1 with a 7.04 ERA. And again, two of the three starts have been miserable for him.
Well, you want to lay it with the Yankees, too? I know it's come down a little bit. It's Morton going for the Braves. Sean Harnish, the Yankees can't play small ball, all or nothing down the lineup. That's why the Rays dominate them. They don't give up many home runs. Sean continues now with Morton. He's given up three home runs in his last 11 starts. He's 5-0 last five against New York, allowing one home run in those five starts. That is knockout information.
Yeah, it really is.
That is knockout information.
Mm-hmm.
And they come limping in here, losers of 8 of 10.
The answer is no, I don't want to lay it with the Yankees.
I would lay it with Ohtani, though. Ohtani's back for the Angels against Lyles. I think they'll have their way with him. And I'd lay the run and a half there, $1.10.
Yeah.
Good matchup. But Burns, a dog against Paddock. We got a tweet. A guy spit his coffee out driving. Work. Can't believe it when we said that. And Paddock taking money. Taking money against this guy.
Yep.
30 strikeouts, no walks, 0.49 ERA. Padres had what? Two hits last night. Three hits. And Paddock. All hype, this guy. All hype. No substance. Burns, a dog.
Yeah, I will definitely be betting the Brewers again today. I think we're going to get runs in the Cardinals-Nationals game, hence the total. It's 9 for a National League game, but it's Wainwright against Corbin.
Well, you've been talking about people say it could be it. Corbin's been terrible.
Here are some of the numbers. Wainwright 0-2, 7.11 ERA. Corbin 0-2, 21.32 ERA. The Nationals versus Wainwright, slash line of 310, 368, 506 with 10 home runs, 3 by Zimmerman, who is 13 for 37 lifetime. Josh Harrison is 13 of 33. And Arenado has been great against Corbin, 13 of 47 with 3 home runs. I will be shocked if this game does not produce. If this is like a 3-2 game, yeah. I will be a little bit surprised by that for sure today. I think we're going to get runs there. And maybe the Blue Jays, too, with Rio going against Rodriguez.
Okay.
Though Rodriguez is 16-6 at Fenway since 2018, which is an impressive mark. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard. 30 seconds of perspective coming up next. What is the best case scenario that you would pull off if you bet all 100 draft position props here at Circus Sports?
In here from the OddsTrader.com studio, Circa Resort and Casino, OddsTrader.com. Download the free OddsTrader app right now. Start winning with up to the second info you need. Compare sportsbook sign-up bonuses, in-game tracking tools, live in-game odds and stats. OddsTrader.com. Good email, too, about what Nicholas wrote, sent this in. Ryan DiPaolo drove to a Jersey Whole Foods and won an online WSOP bracelet event from his car in the parking lot. Great video on his YouTube channel.
Wow, okay.
Thanks to Nick. Well, what's going on over there?
And this is from Tom on Twitter. Cleveland winter weather advisory tonight.
Oh!
Up to 6 inches of snow.
Oh! What?
Okay.
On 420. All right. Excellent. Are you ready? 30 seconds of perspective.
Okay, let's
do it. Let's go. Play at home. Send them in. Be part of the show. We love you. Let's go, you can go any direction you want with this. Best feeling you've ever had cashing a ticket. Maybe biggest score. It was a big price. You had no business cashing it. A bad beat went your way.
I was very happy with Aaron Rodgers' MVP last year at 8-1. I got on him right away. Never grabbed him at 25-1. I was very happy with that. Very pleased. I read that immediately in the season. I like to, because you can notice right away in seasons if a guy's going to like, if this is going to continue. I did not see it slowing down with Aaron Rodgers last year to win the MVP. That was a good one. I probably felt better about Justin Herbert winning Rookie of the Year. Got on that immediately as soon as that Tyrod Taylor news broke at 16-1. I know this is recency bias. I would say one of the best bets I ever made, probably the best bet I ever made. And at the time, it was the biggest bet I've ever made of my life at the time. Celtics-Lakers NBA Finals, Garnett, Kobe. The Celtics won the first two games of the series. They had home court. They were $1.30, $1.40 to win their series. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
And so when they took care of the Lakers, like in six games, I was like, that number was bananas to me.
Beat them by 40.
Killed them. That was a good one. How about you?
I don't know. I have to think about it. That's a tough one.
What's the biggest long shot?
It might be the Diamondbacks. Biggest long shot I've ever hit?
Yeah.
Thanks, Milwaukee Bucks. Might have been the Diamondbacks in 01 when they beat the Yankees. I think if they got 25-1 in the World Series, something like that. I bet them early.
Yeah.
Another
good one that would have been solid. Was it 4 years ago? When I had Javi Baez at 60-1 to win the MVP. And he was the leader, and he was the favorite in the final 2 weeks of September. Before Yelich overtook him. Mark Few landed the number one recruit in the nation, according to ESPN.com yesterday. 7-footer out of Minneapolis. Is next year finally the year for Gonzaga?
No. I'll take the field.
You'll take the field again?
I'll take the field again. Right. Yeah. Although, who knows? They could be better than last year.
Well, this is depressing from your home state. His name is Chet Holmgren. He is the sixth recruit from Minnesota that has been ranked inside the top 15 in the ESPN rankings since 2007.
Can't keep anybody.
The Gophers never landed one of them.
I think the last guy they kept was Sam Jacobson on the Final Four team. I think it was from Cottage Grove or something.
Is that right?
Yeah. He had a cup of coffee with the Lakers.
Okay.
I could be wrong on that, but that's the last guy I remember. Joel Prisbilla, maybe another one? Yeah, Prisbilla was after. There's a guy who probably played 6 years in the league, 7-footer. I bet he made $50
million. Probably. If you bet every draft position prop here at Circa, they have 100 of them, what do you think the best case scenario would be?
I got to bet the board?
Bet the board, every single one. Could you go...
Right now or the openers?
Right now. Could you go 50-50?
No.
Best case, 45-55?
No. Yeah.
Be tough.
Yeah. They're too sharp back there.
Yes.
This is the guessing game.
To hit 50 of them? Let me ask you this. 30 seconds of perspective. This is a little convoluted. Yeah. But something you did as a child that adults found entertaining... You still like to do as an adult now, but everybody would think that you're crazy. Does anything come to mind?
One more time?
Something you did as a kid that adults found entertaining. You still like to do it today, but adults would think that you're crazy for doing it. It's a little convoluted question for sure. I have one. Something came to my mind last night again.
What is it? What do you have?
I love popping bubble wrap.
That's good. I'd love to do that too.
I would put it this way, Paul. I got something in the mail last night that had a bunch of bubble wrap. I popped every single one of those suckers. And I did it like dancing.
Can't stop. I can't one potato chip. Yeah. I know.
Put it this way.
Gonna knock them all out.
Yeah. If I ever told my wife I wanted to get divorced, and she said, "But I have video of you popping bubble wrap. I'm gonna leak it." I would say, "You got me." Yeah. It's the ultimate blackmail, because I would look like a total buffoon. Wow. Makes me so happy for some stupid reason.
That's your blackmail?
Yes.
You want to see my closet?
It's a tricky year, but some of you can legally bet on the Oscars this weekend. Sign up for the DraftKings Sportsbook now. Get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. All you have to do is download the app, sign up using the promo code VSIN, and get started with the only top-rated sportsbook that matters, DraftKings. You can bet on it. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, or in Indiana, it's 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook. For full terms and conditions, and in certain states, I'm looking right now at the DraftKings odds. You can bet on the Oscars this weekend, Paulie.
Beautiful. How about this at DraftKings? The Islanders are the fourth choice to win the division, the East. They're 3-1. They're the favorite at William Hill. Now that is kooky. They're +165 at William Hill. They're 3-1 and the fourth choice at DraftKings. And the other one?
They're the favorites at BetMGM.
Islanders are the favorites? No, can't be. The other one, too. Remember, they were 12-1 not that long ago. They still have the Bruins 4-1 at William Hill. Punish them. Make them pay. Six back, three in hand, five of the next seven against Buffalo. Make them pay. Best feeling you ever had after cashing a ticket, whether it's money, the price, you had no business winning it, whatever it may be. You also mentioned, Sean Harness was big on that, too. And you cleaned up. The run we had in this past NFL season with the guys that scored the first touchdown in primetime games, and a lot of them were quarterbacks, Hell, Goff got there 1 week. It's like 20-1, wasn't
it? It was uncanny how many of those bets I was hitting
last
year.
Goff did it,
Wentz
did it, Mahomes did it.
I don't think I will ever go on that big of a run, and I wasn't even betting on him that large. I should have been at some point, but when Carr's coming in at 40-1, Goff 25-1, James Washington got there one night for the Steelers, and he was like 20 or 25-1. It was madness from like probably like weeks 8 through like 14 last year in the NFL in these primetime games, the guys that were scoring the first touchdown.
Woody checking in, FTM at VSiN.com, because he listens to our show. Alex Smith, 75-1 comeback player of the year.
Oh, there you go.
Good job. We talked about that a lot during the pandemic with the shutdown, and we didn't have much to talk about.
But well,
William Hill and other places put that on the board. And
I remember on our show last year, you and Matt Youmans were talking about that, and I kind of scoffed. Because I thought he would still have to play well.
Well, you scoffed at what I said. I said if he gets on the field, it's over.
Right.
If he gets on the field.
Yeah, that was that's a problem that I had with it.
He had a good year.
Yeah. By the way, did you watch? Weird year, obviously. Nobody could go to the theater and watch movies. Totally shut down. And then some of them would launch occasionally on streaming devices. Did you watch many of these? The numbers right now are No Man Land. He's minus 670. That movie is. Huh. I don't know why I called the movie he. But the movie's minus 670. The Trial of the Chicago 7 is 6-1. Did you see that?
Good movie.
Is it good?
Very good. Cohen's excellent. The guy from Succession, I don't remember his name. He's good. Playing the stoner pothead. The lawyer is very good. I've never heard of him before. The lawyer was excellent. You want to break something with the judge. Very good movie.
Okay.
Sorkin cleaned up at the... I don't know what it was, the Globes, whatever. Sorkin cleaned up, too, with that.
Minari is 14-1. I have to be honest. I haven't heard of some of these movies on the list. I don't know anything about Promising Young Women, 17-1. I've heard of Judas and the Black Messiah, 33-1. I don't know what Mank is.
Who's in it?
I've heard of it. I don't know what Sound of Metal is. I don't know what The Father is. I haven't seen any of these movies. Usually, I watch at least, a handful of them.
$7 favorite, jeez.
That are up for the awards. This is going to happen, right? Best actor, Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah. What's the price?
He's like basically a $17 favorite.
Okay. Yeah.
The next on the list, as you can see, Anthony Hopkins for The Father at 7-1. And it goes down from there. But, yeah, I think that will take place. The best actress category... Carey Mulligan for Promising Young Women is plus 125. Viola Davis, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, 2-1. I don't know much here. I got more involved in TV shows than movies over the past year.
Boy, that Frances McDormand something. She's always on the list.
Now let me ask you this.
She's always nominated. She was great in Fargo. She was great.
Doesn't she play like the same person a lot though?
Oh, same character?
Like characters, like the same thing quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I think she's like Meryl Streep. No matter what she does, she's always going to get nominated. And people are always going to make a case for her.
Mm-hmm.
And by default, her movies are always up for the award as well. There's a bunch of them, actually. I mean, there must be 10, 15, 20 awards that you can bet on at DraftKings. And No Man Land is the favorite to win a bunch of them. Which, again, I haven't seen it, but I've heard plenty of people say that it's really, really good.
We're getting back to normal. Let's bump up some of the timeline here. Come out with the James Bond movie already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they pushed it back 5 times. Let's do it.
I think I saw that MI7 is going to come out in May of 2022.
Well, didn't they film them back to back?
7 and 8?
Tom Cruise tweeted that on my birthday last year. I think they said they were filming back to back 7 and 8.
I think so. At the same time, he was like putting the finishing touches on Top Gun 2.
Oh.
And that was supposed to come out last summer, and then that was pushed back to December, and then nothing yet. Everything's still up in the air. I think eventually, once the ball gets rolling and some of these movies are allowed to, be released, we're going to have like one right after another, but who knows when that's actually... Is it going to be next summer now? I don't know.
Is that the last movie I went to? Mission Impossible? Could it be? God, I'm getting into Vaccaro territory. Star Wars 77.
Well, not quite as bad.
It's been that while. I can't tell you the last movie I went to off the top of my head. How long it's been. I mean, I can't. The pandemic seems like it was 8 years ago.
I think that might have been the same movie for me. When did The Gentleman come out with McConaughey? I saw that.
You went to the theater and saw that?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, okay. Opening weekend.
Oh, that was very good.
Awesome movie.
See, Hugh Grant stinks, but he was good in that movie.
He was very good in that
Hugh
movie.
Hugh Grant,
yeah.
That was a miscast in the, what's it called? The hit show on HBO with Nicole Kidman. But anyways, he was great in The Gentleman, but they could not play that character. That was an error, miscast. And so, a TV show.
Yeah, we'll have some Oscar guests on this week. I know Richard Roper's going to join the program, see what he thinks of the odds and any of the bets. He actually, you know, Richard tries to make a case for some dogs once in a while.
Sure.
Which is good.
Yeah.
And whether or not they come in. I know that he and I talked about the, I always forget the name of that movie. The Shape of Water, I believe, a couple years ago.
The fish movie.
We nailed that one. It was like 8 or 9 to 1. He said, that's mispriced right there. That was going to get a lot of steam, and it did. And it won. All right, it's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. FTM at VSiN.com is the email. FTM for Follow the Money at VSiN.com. We're also on Twitter as well, at VSiN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, and at Paulie Howard. Here's what we have coming up on the program today. Jonathan Von Tobel on the NBA in about 25 minutes. And we do have a Patriots guest, Zach Cox, a little bit later on. That's in about 45 minutes from right now. What the Pats are going to do in the first round of the draft. We'll get into a little NBA, some baseball, NHL as well, coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Bettors, are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now. Sign up using the promo code VSIN2K to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. And when you bet with PointsBet, you're going to get faster bets, withdrawals, and rewards right at your fingertips. Download the PointsBet app now to experience this premium sportsbook for yourself. So, are you ready? Terms and conditions apply. Void where prohibited. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services. We're getting a lot of reaction to your question about best feeling you've ever had cashing a ticket.
I'm gonna go with what happened last year in the bubble, because we pounded, not so much from a money standpoint, but it was over and over and over about how could the Heat be that big of a dog against the Bucks, and they should have swept them.
Yeah.
And then the Heat to win the East. So
yeah,
those were two that stick out, because it's not. It's rare that you're going to get a 12-1, 10-1, and a what would they to beat the Bucks? 4-1, maybe something like that with ease, especially to beat Milwaukee.
That was a good feeling, because we loved them to win the series. We liked them a lot to win the Eastern Conference, and then for that series to play out like that, like we talked about so many times leading up to the series, and to just to be, you know, to have that kind of a payoff, where it played out exactly how you anticipated, was a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't happen like that all the time, obviously, but when it's a dog and it comes through like that.
Raymond Bick, Tampa 45-1 to win the Super Bowl. Book fell asleep after the Brady news, and he was able to take advantage.
That was a very good one. A lot of people had that last year.
Yeah, that should have been, I guess it should have been more obvious. But I thought the LA thing was going to happen.
Well, here's the thing. They should have lost like three times in the playoffs.
Well, sure.
I mean,
that's
this is from Isaac. He sent us a couple of photos from tickets that he had at the Wynn. And he wrote in the email here, because I flew back and forth from LA to make this bet without my wife knowing about it. That is awesome.
Yes.
And he had a couple thousand on the Chargers at +165 to win a game. And they came through, and he had the over in the game as well in a separate ticket.
David, FTM at VSiN.com. I bet Matsuyama. I thought he was betting him to win another tournament. I bet him to win the Masters by accident.
Oh, boy.
I had a couple drinks. I couldn't believe when I woke up and I saw the money in my account.
That's a good one.
That's found money.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the same guy who had 45-1 in the Buccaneers had the Patriots on the money line.
0-1?
To beat the Rams in 0-1, and he had Duke in 1991 to beat UNLV, huh?
ML Dogs on Twitter. Did you see this tweet? It was I don't know when it was, but he bet the six-team money line parlay, paid over $5,000. He said it was a $25 free bet. It says it right on the
really?
Screen on the bet slip. Yep, +180, +220, +120, +135, and it's cut off. I can't see LSU, Minnesota, Louisiana, Monroe, Colorado. It's on a free bet. Nuts. Jacob Miller. 5-6 years ago, I bet no touchdown, 65-1 in a Thursday night game. He believes it was Arizona and the Rams. Couldn't believe it was that high and got lucky.
I love those kind of bets. You know what we're going to do more of this year before the football season starts? We did a lot last year during the pandemic, obviously. But we need to concentrate on those bets that you can find on teams to go worst to first, first to worst. And then, like, remember last year the 49ers were like 14-1 to finish in last place?
Yep.
You can bet the exact finishing spot for these teams in the NFL.
Yep.
The Texans were like 20-1. We kicked around the Chiefs at 175-1 to finish in last place. Something happens to Mahomes, you never know. I can't wait to see what those odds are going to be again on that team and some other ones. This is from Thomas a couple of weeks ago. He put in a parlay. Oh, this is a good one. $100 parlay on three big dogs that came in, and he had a push on the Mariners game.
Yeah, I saw that.
He had a +175, a +140, and a +240 the same day. $100 paid $4,300.
Good job.
When the dogs were barking.
Yep. Carson, a couple updated division odds. One place has the Islanders +320, Panthers +450, and Winnipeg +650. As I said earlier, at William Hill, the Islanders are the favorites to win the East. They're the fourth choice at DraftKings. They're +165 at William Hill. They're 3-1 at DraftKings. At William Hill, it goes Islanders, Washington +180, Pittsburgh +280, and the Boston Bruins are 4-1 with 5 of the next 7 against Buffalo in games in hand. DraftKings has Washington +235, the Bruins the second choice +260, Pittsburgh, and then the Islanders. William Hill has the Leafs still $5 to win the North. Jets 8-1. I think that's worth pizza money.
Mm.
They got a lot of games left against each other head-to-head, and Toronto's lost
sure.
4 in a row.
Sure.
At William Hill, the Avalanche are -240 to win the division, the Pacific. VGK is 2-1. What is it now? The West? I don't know. Okay. Carolina's even money. Tampa's +160. Florida +350. And the NBA, I mean, they're leaking oil. I know about the schedule. The Mavs are still $8 to win the Southwest. Memphis down to 5-1.
Well, Memphis blew that game last night, though, against the Nuggets in double overtime.
The Clippers are $1.20 to win the Pacific. The Suns are even money. Atlanta and Miami, the co-favorites now, +105 to win the Southeast. And the Sixers are -220 to win the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That escalated quickly.
And that was a weird game. I watched most of that last night with Steph Curry.
What a performance.
So I wanted to see him go completely nuts. Did you realize this, by the way? He had 20 points in the final 6:57 of the game. I was watching the local broadcast, the San Francisco coverage of it, right? I think with Bob Fitzgerald on the call. And they were talking about, okay, now, Curry, you're going to play the waiting game here to bring back, I think, Draymond and Steph, because they were on the bench, obviously. And they're like, he's got 29 right now. This is a very close game. You got to hang tight here down the stretch because you know the Sixers are going to make a big run here and maybe win this whole thing. They brought Steph back in. He had 29. He finished with 49. I mean, it was just bombs away, and he couldn't miss.
Oh.
He had, I think, four threes or five threes at that point, and he hit five down the stretch.
You know what surprised me? He's 33 years old.
Yeah.
I said, well, he's that old?
You know what's funny? I thought the same exact thing. How old would you have guessed?
Definitely the under. First player in history to be 33 or older and have 11 straight 30-plus games. Kobe had the record in 2002. Four times he's had 40 or more. Going back, and he's averaging 40 a game in April. 54 threes in the last six games. Joins Kobe to have the most 40-point games in a span here in a month at that age as well. Look at this stat.
I know, it's amazing. It really is.
That guy's good on Twitter, too.
I can't get enough of this. And we're getting an email right now from Paul, ftm@vsin.com. Guys, I continue to hear you talk about this like every single day in the first hour. I know 1 month does not an MVP season make, but his April is absolutely insane.
It is.
10 games so far, he's averaging 40.8 points. He's 50% from three, 55% from the field, 91% on free throws. And Paul points out, but to me, nothing screams MVP like the stat I heard on your show earlier. With Curry in the Warriors lineup this season, the Dubs are 13th in overall offensive production. Without him in the lineup, they have the worst production on offense of any team in the NBA the last five seasons. Think about that for a second.
Yes, there it is. Amen, brother.
And I got to go double check right now. I'll try to get that before the end here of the show. Where they're at overall with offensive efficiency on the season. Take him out of the lineup, worst team in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And think about how many bad teams we have this year alone.
Okay. While you're doing that, some big prices in the NHL tonight as well. Pittsburgh open 250 here at Circa. Bruins open 280. Leafs open 280. They were $4 in the last game and lost to Vancouver. You got the big one again, Carolina and Tampa coming up. And I like Florida. I mean, what is that? I come back with Florida. Columbus has lost six in a row.
Okay.
Goal on the first 10. I'll bring it up in a second. Goal on the first 10. Yes, Devils nine in a row. Yes, Maple Leafs six in a row. No, Edmonton seven in a row. Washington's played seven straight first period overs. Edmonton's played seven straight first period unders. As always, thanks to Chris Otto at PSU Otto on Twitter if you want to follow along. And Ottawa has played 13 straight overs in the third period. And the Golden Knights are on a 14-2 run. Yes, goal in the first 10. Got there again last night.
Yep. With like 3 seconds to spare. Well, for people who had the 9:30. The first in the for goal in the first 9 minutes and 30 seconds. Looks like Golden State right now, they're 20th overall on offense. That's how far they fell. I want to know what they are without him in the lineup, though. Take him out.
Oh, the Panthers are only $2 tonight at William Hill. Give me the to win in regulation. Oh, Columbus has been terrible.
Yeah, they've been completely brutal, man. All right. Yeah, Golden State, not very good. We all know this,
though.
That
is a great tweet.
Yep.
That is a great tweet. And then what's happening in baseball, too, with some of these runs. The San Francisco Giants. There's another one. There's another 14-2 run for you. On the season, 14-2 to the under first five. 2-0 final. They put up an 8.5. Kansas City, 10-1-1 under last 12 first five. They had two hits through five innings.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good streaks going on.
Yeah, a lot of dogs coming into Major League Baseball.
Yes.
Good job by the Brewers last night. Gave up a run in the first, came back, won 3-1. Padres only two hits. And Musgrove struck out 13. Doesn't matter. They won, and the Padres took money last night. And they are taking money already, well, they did on the overnight, because Chris Paddock is somehow favored today against Corbin Burns in this game. Padres laying $1.18, Brewers plus 108. Does this keep going up throughout the day? I mean, if Burns and the Brewers gets to $1.15, $1.20, that's crazy talk. Guy has a 0.22 whip on the season, a sub-0.5 ERA. He's untouchable right now. It's not sustainable for a full year. I understand that. But to your point, Paddock was really good in 2019. He's not the same guy. He's allowed three runs in every start so far this year.
I can't believe it. That can't be. No.
All right, it's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard. Von Tobel's going to join us coming up in about 10.
Yeah.
We'll get his thoughts on tonight's NBA. Does Curry have any chance to win the MVP? I actually can't wait for the regular season to be over with so the MVP stuff can go away. But also, I'm confused by the whole thing. That's part of the reason why. And up next, I knew he was having an incredible season, but not this good.